Gerald Morrissey, first things first, you went off injured on Friday. How are you?
Yeah, good, yeah. In today, I know, with the physios and all that, and doing a bit. But yeah, I feel good. And as you heard, just initially I thought maybe might have tweaked it a bit, but feels okay, yeah. So like that now, just monitor it there now for the next few days. And going in towards the end of the week, then gearing up for Sunday then again.
Confident you'll be fit though?
I am, yeah, yeah. Like I said, no, I just need to see the physios tomorrow, and seeing them today, see them tomorrow, and make a plan then for the week going forward. Like, you know,
you'd probably have to lose a leg before you were told you couldn't play in the cup final on Sunday.
100%. That's the way it was, and that's kind of why I sat down on the pitch. I was like, going, oh, like, you know, we were playing in the game the other night, and you're just in my head. Then I was going, look, if I'm feeling it a little bit. If any other game, you kind of drive on, you know. But I was like, one eye on the cup final, you know, after, you know, into the second half anyway, and I was kind of saying, I'll take this easy, you know, and because I was after saying it at half time anyway, so I knew, you know, going in, just take a rest and, you know, be ready for Sunday.
Last couple of games, have you had some decent wins, kind of getting the confidence back a bit ahead of Sunday?
Yeah, 100%. I think we're building nicely. Like you said, now the last few weeks, I think we've put in some good performances. And I think the confidence is back. Like, you think you see even Bray game, Derry game, you know, lads are they're at it, I think, and, you know, we're scoring goals and I think we're playing well. So yeah, I would say confidence is back, definitely, individually and collectively. Like,
how hard has it been to watch Dundalk take your title from you?
Yeah, it's incredibly hard, but look, take nothing away from it. Look, they deserve it this year. We regroup, we go again next year and see, can we go better again and get it back. But the beauty of it is that we have the cup final on Sunday to kind of make it right. So I would say that's the, if you didn't have that, you're sickened. But the fact that we have that now Sunday to I suppose you're just, when you're sitting at home in November and you're off, look back and be happy with your year's work.
Yeah, so it's a motivating factor, I suppose, going into the game on Sunday.
100%. Like I said, like, it's not that you know, as it stands, I think we've had a good season. We fell short of the league, but it's been a good season. Just the fact that we've had such a good season last year, it's you're always measuring against that then, you know, so it's tough. But just motivates you so much to go and do it on Sunday and make it a great season again.
No, you're playing Dundalk, you must be sick of the sight of them, first off, fourth year in a row. But I mean, like, when you look at your team, you look at their team, what are their strengths and where do you think you can beat them on Sunday?
I think our strengths, I think we've the best players in the league in our dressing room. So in terms of their strengths, I wouldn't worry about it. As long as we have our best players playing to their potential, then I think that's all we can control, and that's all I think we need to do. I think you know, no doubt they have some good players and stuff like that, but I think that's irrelevant to us. Like, in terms of, we can't control what any of their players do about us, and I think we make sure our players, like the whole lot of us collectively, everybody in the squad, the whole lot of us, whole club, tuned in, ready to go, focused, and make sure we're performing, you know, at the levels where we have done.
Dundalk are putting out the line that Patrick Hooban might not be fit to play on Sunday. Do you expect him to play? Would you buy into that at all?
No, I wouldn't buy into that at all. I don't know why he limped off or whatever, but there's all that goes on, I suppose, but I'd expect to see him starting, definitely, yeah. So I don't think that changes, that won't change our preparation. I think we know what we need to do, and like I said, whatever they do for that game on Sunday is irrelevant to us. We just need to focus on how can we make sure we're at it. I think once we do that, we'll drive on and we'll be alright.
It's your fourth cup final in a row. I suppose you're used to it now, but at the same time, you can never really take them for granted.
100% not. No, you can't like that. Like, I wouldn't be, like, as John says, like, you know, some people only get to one cup, might never get to a cup final in their life, in their career. We've been lucky enough, and we worked for it, and whatever, and we deserve it. But as you say, like, this could be the last one. We could have four more after it. You never know. You know what I mean? So you definitely have to go into it and take it with both hands and really relish, like, everything about it. You know, the build up this week, the build up to it, the everything that goes on about it. Like, the last 3 weeks, and training and stuff, it's you're gearing up for league games that I suppose in a way, like, because the league is over, they don't matter as much. So you're just trying to get through them. Your one eye is constantly on the cup final. You're gearing up. So this week is brilliant. Like I said, we just need to relish it now because it takes care of itself. Training, everybody comes in, everybody's buzzing. Even though, to be fair, we have a great group. We are, like, you know, the lads always are, but especially when there's such a prize at the end of the week. So just that, just relishing it now and tearing into training for the week and going up there on Saturday or Sunday and to play Sunday.
I'd imagine cup final week, you can't move without people coming up to you, shaking your hand, wishing you well. Does that kind of bring its own pressure?
No, not really. It's just great, you know, like I said, no, that's all part of that atmosphere that builds into that, the build-up going into it. And you, like you said, you can't go to the local shop without someone saying good luck and, you know, hope you do it and all them kind of things, which, you know, it's great. And you'd want to be nowhere else, you know. This is exactly where we want to be, and this is what we want to be doing, going for leagues in cup finals year in, year out. And I think we've showed incredible consistency since John's come in, mm-hmm. to be where we are every year.
Do you feel you get the credit you deserve for that?
Do you know, at times we do, but then I suppose, as you said, like, sometimes because it's almost been from the get go since John's come in, we've had that. We came second the first year straight away. There was no like, oh, we'll have this year. No, he's a new manager. He's just coming in. We'll have this year too. Kind of, you know, manager needs to build his team or whatever to go. And we didn't have that. We were from the get-go, we were straight competing. So the next year, it was expected again. We were expected to go and win it. And, you know, so I think we've the expectations, because we've done really well, have come up. And, you know, I suppose it's easy then to say, oh, they should have won that, they should have done this. But, yeah, like, you know, you have your fans, you know, who support you week in, week out. And all we can do is appreciate that.
If you've a big wide open pitch, do you enjoy playing up there?
Yeah, I do. It's different. It's definitely, even like, I don't know, even the surface feels different. I don't think I've played on a pitch with grass. I don't know what way the grass is or whatever, but it's definitely, it feels massive, like, you know. But it's brilliant, you know. Even, you know, dressing rooms, the whole lot, the. You know, when you're pulling up on the bus there to go in, and you can see it from the distance, whatever. Like, it is brilliant, and you do. I think you're going right. This is exactly where I want to be. This is brilliant. Like, you know what I mean? I think especially then as well, fans coming up, you know, and who come to the League of Ireland grounds week in, week out, and then they're coming up to Aviva. Like, it's a nice treat for everybody, I think. You know what I mean? Players, fans, staff, the whole lot. Like,
the bookies have Dundalk strong favourites going into the games. That's something that bothers you, and is the underdogs tag something that you think works in your favour?
I'm not, like, you know, they won the league, so I'm not surprised. That's probably just a natural progression from that, like, you know. But that means nothing, you know what I mean? It means nothing to us, and I'm sure it means nothing to them either, you know. I think we always just look after ourselves, and we, like, things like that now, like the bookies and all that. I think it's all on the day. Even if it was the team that won the league and a team that finished mid-table, cup final is a cup final. I think, you know, it's all on the day. I think everybody gives it 100. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to be carried off the pitch. You know, there'd be no, you don't leave anything out there. You know, so that's why I think it's irrelevant, all that kind of stuff, because throughout the league, fair enough, you know, that there's a pattern there or whatever. But when it comes to a cup final, that's I think that's on the day, you know. It's who wants it more.
As always, there'll be a huge Cork crowd up there. How important is it for you when you walk out and see all that green and terraces?
Massive. And, you know, it's all neighbours, friends, family. You know, Cork's a small place, really. Like, so when you do see it, it definitely gives you, spurs you on, and, you know, going into the ground, it gets you going. Then when you're there, you know, in the latter stages of the game, when your legs are gone, you're kind of saying, because, like, at the end of the day, it's the end of the season and all that, you know, sometimes legs might be tired or whatever, but when you see the crowd and they're cheering you and they're getting you going, definitely gives you that extra bit of energy. You know, just go, come on, let's do this. Like, you know, soon when they start getting loud and they're cheering and stuff, it spurs you on, and it's definitely like a 12th man, all right.
Finally, Gary, are you confident?
I am confident, yeah. definitely. As I said, I think we've the best players in the league in our dressing room. We just need to make sure that we're focused, don't get sidetracked by anything throughout the whole week, and take that into Sunday, prepare as we always do, the way John always has us, and go up there on Sunday as, you know, proud Cork team and go and do the job.
Best of luck.
Thanks a million, Robert. Thanks.